Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We just rocked Bob's world over here because somebody texted and said the toasted peanut M&Ms are the game changer.
What would explain that to me?
The peanuts toasted?
The peanuts toasted.
Mm-hmm.
You say like honey roasted peanuts?
I don't know.
And then...
You can text, it says from the 816, toasted peanut M&Ms, game changer.
Oh.
I always love the peanut butter M&Ms more than the peanut.
Oh.
Calm down over there. Keep those legs crossed.
Holy cow, the peanut butter M&Ms. When they first came out, I was, high school maybe, and my mother and I used to go through bags of those together. Like, I love peanut butter M&Ms. It's like, why would anybody buy the peanut anymore? Well, I still love the peanut M&M.
It is good, yeah, but peanut butter doesn't hold up.
Then the caramel ones they came out with, and then it was also a game changer.
So you like those? I'm not a huge caramel guy in the M&Ms. I'm like, the pretzel ones weren't any good. The pretzel was stale.
Yeah.
It was a kind of a weak attempt. I like Reese's Pieces.
Have you had the Reese's cup with the pretzel in it?
Yes.
I like that.
That's not bad.
That is good. Yes.
What about the one with the caramel in it? Now they have one with like lava chocolate in the bottom.
I've seen one that has potato chips in it now.
It's good.
I think they discontinued that one.
Mitchell, have you had the ones with the potato chips in it yet?
No. I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
I figured he was more on the same wavelength as Mac. Mac's like, potato chips and chocolate. Mitchell's only like 10 years younger than you.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, 10, 10, 10.
That's what we do. Cody Tapp in about 15 minutes for the round table. Before we do that, I don't know why this is how that worked out. Let's get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Not that guy.
You're not that guy.
All right, Richard of the Week. We do it every Friday. Mac, thanks for listening to After Hours back in the day, which I'm sure you did a lot of. Now that you are holding that show down, something we used to do every Friday, which was we find somebody out there in the world that just, well, you can't say the other word, so we call them Richards. We call them Richards of the Week, and this is mine. Every single person that does Pro Bowl voting, I know that I'm hard on a lot. That was tough. On a lot of things when it comes to writers and voters and stuff, when Aaron Judge unanimously won MVP, Richard of the Week were the baseball writers. For this week, it is people that left Trent McDuffie off the Pro Bowl roster. I know, Dusty, you're being a wiener or a whiner, however you spell it on the text line. But seriously, say that out loud. Trent McDuffie is not a Pro Bowl corner this year. Those people that don't realize how good he is and how underrated he is, you all are Richards of the Week. You have to understand he doesn't get a lot of interceptions because people don't throw the ball his way. You're the people that are supposedly watching this game that judge these players. You're Richards because you're ruining money for a guy. You're ruining money for a guy's potential career, which is Chiefs fans. We love that because now maybe it'll go down lower. It won't. But either way, Richard of the Week this week are my Pro Bowl voters that get these guys in. Trent McDuffie getting left off is an absolute sham. He should have been a Pro Bowler since his rookie year. Should have been 3 years running. Although he does have an All-Pro, and I hope he does get an All-Pro this year, which he should. And if he doesn't, we'll have another Richard of the Week in the future.
future.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the best in the league, and for him to be out of the Pro Bowl, I think it's cost him like $4 or $5 million in his offer for his fifth year option year has cost him about $5 million for missing the Pro Bowl for the last 2 years. Because if he had made the Pro Bowl, I think his number would have been like $21 million for the fifth year option, and now it's like $17 million because he hasn't made the Pro Bowl. So
it would have been 17 if he had made one, and now it's at 12. It would have been 21 had he made two. $9 million potentially. It's at least five that he should have made this year. So, yeah.
Richard, insane money, man. Crazy. That's a lot. Yes. That's a lot of money.
That's why you're a Richard of the Week. You cost this guy cash.
Mac?
Yeah, my Richard. I'm sticking with sports here. Kirby Smart, man. Kirby Smart's a Richard. This guy loses yesterday to Notre Dame. He gets outplayed. He gets outclassed. You know, the SEC, you know, I'm SEC guy. I'm here defending my conference.
I can't stand Kirby Smart, so I love this.
This guy, he gets on after the game, and he starts talking about that offsides call on the fourth down when Notre Dame, brilliant play by Marcus Freeman, fourth and one on their own side of the field. They go 11-on-11 switch substitute. They bring out their punt team, bring in their offense, right? Kirby Smart's like, oh, they got to scramble. They got to do that. And they end up jumping offsides when they switch, right? Huge turning point in the game.
Yep.
Notre Dame keeps their drive alive. Georgia lost kind of that inkling of momentum that they had grasp onto for just that 1 second, that one mere moment. Kirby Smart then goes on after the game and is talking about, you know, I've had SEC officials tell me this season that we're not allowed to do 11-on-11 switches. Immediately starts going about this offsides call. You lost by multiple scores.
Yeah.
This game was over in the first quarter. At least it felt like it. You guys did not come out and play. You know, you had an even extra day to prepare, obviously, for terrible circumstances. But you had time to be here and be ready, and you weren't. So let's just say that you weren't ready, and you got outplayed today. And give some credit to Notre Dame. Instead of going, you know what, I thought we were supposed to. No. You got outplayed, man.
He looks like his visor's too big for his head. Like, he looks like...
Yeah.
He almost looks like 90s Ellen DeGeneres.
He's just... I mean, it's... I'm trying to think. I'm looking back in my text when I sent my game over text to my friend Gene, who was at the game. Came at 5:06 yesterday. So what time the game started? About 3. So basically it was the kickoff return, the punt return for the touchdown where Notre Dame went up. And so I'm like, all right, this thing is over right now. Who knew that Texas would be the only team to save the SEC's bacon in this college football playoff? SEC, who's already complaining. You saw their commissioners out there already complaining. Already complaining that there aren't enough teams in, that the wrong teams are in. I just kind of see the day where the SEC is just going to, for your own sanity, just walk away from everybody else in college football and play your own game. Do your own thing. Because I think that's where it's headed. Because unless the SEC has four teams in the Final Four and two teams in the national championship game and wins the national championship game, all they're going to do is bitch and moan about the way things are in college football right now. And so my message for the SEC and Kirby Smart and all of these Southern gentlemen that are so upset, go form your own league and do your own thing. Because I'm tired of your crap.
Well,
I really am.
SEC team's going to win the national championship, so it doesn't matter.
Who?
Texas.
You think Texas is going to win?
Absolutely.
It? See, I think Ohio State beats Texas.
It's going to be a good game. Yeah.
But according to your logic, Texas should win the national championship.
Ohio State's a big brand too, though.
Mm. Bigger than Texas? No way.
No, it's not. No. But,
and it's really not even close.
Yeah, it's not, but I still think Ohio State's going to win that game. Texas had their opportunity. They took advantage of it.
Imagine going through life and your name's Kirby, and then you actually live up to the name of Kirby.
Like, oh, Georgia. Like, all these teams that had the bye week that lost, you know.
Isn't Kirby like a fat pink character on a video game?
Yeah.
And it like blows up when he wants to get away.
Yeah.
Blow up and go away, Kirby.
I'm kind of with Mac on
and
this
I'm sorry,
one,
he like. Doesn't look like Ellen. He looks like Rosie O'Donnell, and she used to do the cush balls into the crowd,
uh-huh.
And she'd wear a visor every once in a while. That's who Kirby Smart looks
okay.
like.
More like Kirby Dumb.
Yeah. Gave himself the tight eye tattoo.
You've been working with me, 6 months now, and you're already doing that? Yeah. Good for you.
All right, go
I
ahead.
Love it.
Go ahead, Mark Schlereth.
Yeah. For me, it's pretty simple. It goes to Mark Schlereth. He gets my Richard of the Week for this quote yesterday. There's no team that is better equipped in the NFL to deal with the pressures of the playoffs than the Detroit Lions.
how'd they get bounced last year? What was it? I think I beat last year because Dan Campbell went for it twice and didn't get it. And then the year before, he ran out of clock management, didn't know what he was doing.
Correct.
Got bounced.
So let me rephrase this or reread this quote. from Mark Schlereth, who goes by Stink, because this is a stinky take from Mark Schlereth.
His at handle is Stink?
I don't know what it is.
He goes by Stink?
He goes by Stink. Yeah, that's his. Yeah, he goes by Stink.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's got to be an acronym of something.
Well, I think because he was an offensive lineman, he smelled.
And his podcast is, you know, Stinkin' Truth.
The Stinkin' Truth podcast.
Stinkin' Truth podcast. Yeah.
Mitchell, give your dad the microphone. He got an answer for why we call him Stink, because he was an offensive lineman and stunk.
No, there was a supposed story
talking?
Where he like messed himself in a game and continued to play.
Oh, he pooped his pants. Yeah. Oh, I'd not heard that story. Oh.
Which is not an uncommon phenomenon where players still have to go right. And they just go just and they go. Just continue to play.
Like that dude.
But I think dating back to his Washington days or his Broncos days.
Okay. I had never heard that one. Really? All right.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Mac, look that up for truth purposes. But to embrace that name, like, so Stink has a stinky take that's really stinky stupid because, like, are you forgetting the Chiefs exist, Stink? Like, just because you played the game doesn't mean you know the game.
It's not necessarily the Chiefs take that I hate on it. It's the fact that there's history proving
there's that, too. I mean, right. There's that. I mean, but to say that there is no team better equipped in the NFL to deal with the pressures of the playoffs than the Lions is not only a stinky take, but it's an ignorant take. It's a clueless take. It is a low-hanging fruit hot take to try to get people to talk about you like I'm doing because, you know, you do whatever it is that you do at this point in time. It's just a really bad take to sit there and say that no team is better equipped to deal with the pressures of the playoffs than a team that's been behind in every Super Bowl they've won, basically been behind in every playoff game they've won, has dealt with the pressures of going 15-1 this season, dealt with the pressures of being the back-to-back champions, and you're going to say Detroit is better at handling the pressure when they have shown that they're not good at handling the pressure.
Mm.
So that's why Stinky Take gets my Richard of the Week.
Mm. Someone says from the 785, he goes by Stink because he used to piss his uniform instead of taking a bathroom break. That's like a horse getting ready to do the Kentucky Derby. That's who Binkley says you should bet on. Whatever horse pees, yeah. They're lighter so they get faster.
I sent that text to Binkley yesterday. His response was like, I hate him.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. Binkley's been on a tear.
Yes, he has.
He's coming for you.
Dude, yeah. He was getting attacked by, I think, like Pittsburgh fans on Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you'd have thought Binkley was like someone took his phone.
You sent the screenshot of like all his tweets. I'm like, yeah. Is this real?
I was like
Binkley's had enough. Binkley's like, he's like 10 levels ahead of where I am with the idiots that are out there.
It was so good. You ignored them.
Yeah.
Binkley converses.
But this one, I like, because Stink is one of those guys that thinks because he plays the game, he knows more than you. Mm. No, you don't.
He played it 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And he played for the Broncos.
Yeah.
That should be why his name's Stink.
Yeah. You don't know more because you play the game, especially when you have comments like that. That's just an ignorant comment.
Lions beat the Chiefs this year and last year. Two in a row. Hashtag one pride.
Okay. We didn't play the Lions this year.
Yes, we did in preseason and lost.
Somebody's counting that?
Better believe it. If you're a Lions fan, what do you have to root for in your history?
The Chiefs have won a Super Bowl since they last played the Lions in a meaningful game.
I've had less women run away from me faster than great players ran away from the Lions. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, all those guys that I could mention too. Those are the only two I think that actually exist. But either way.
Well, either way.
Not popular with the ladies these days. Kirby's also an old brand of a vacuum cleaner, so you know.
It is. I had a Kirby vacuum cleaner. They came door to door back in my day and sold us a vacuum.
I'm sure it sucked.
It did.
Oh, my God.
God, you really are like channeling your inner Bob today. My God.
Why do I know you have a Dyson?
I don't know what brand it is. My mother sent us a vacuum. She's like, your house is dirty. Here, have a vacuum. I think it is.
Yeah, I am.
One of those stick vacuums where you can see the dirt get sucked up in the canister.
Mm. Mm. People still letting us know why his name is Stink. We got it. Thank you very much.
I had no idea.
It's like just keep coming in. We got an inside source that told us. We appreciate it. Coming up next, somebody who has pissed their pants, Cody Tapp, here on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Mitch is over here talking about Cody Tapp, who has chest hair everywhere. Cody Tapp joins us for the roundtable here. It is presented by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Cody Tapp, how are you on this Friday?
Good.
Sure?
It would legitimately take me 3
years to grow a proper beard? I don't know.
I've had this since before Christmas.
Can you believe that? He's only got that since before Christmas.
I mean, the Monday before Christmas.
Okay, so I shaved like one time that entire break, and that's probably about what mine started to look like. I gave up. This is probably like a week's growth.
Is it really? That's awesome.
Like, honestly, probably. I don't know.
Like 3 days.
Yeah, like I have no interest in shaving. I hate it with all of my being, and then it just starts to get all nasty down here, and then you got to trim it. Yeah, what the hell? I try to shave once a week.
I've never bought like a beard trimmer, so like I'm never going to let it grow out because I'm never going to like, I'd have to manage the neck area.
So how do you trim the other
hairs? It would, too much would grow. I just shave.
Oh, you go straight razor down there?
Here?
Oh, I thought you said
down there? That's
a
different
kind of trimmer?
That's a different kind of trimmer.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
Yeah, you got to manscape.
If it's going in that area, it's not going near my face. Okay, those aren't related.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
totally different razor.
It's your own skin, man. It's not weird.
You know,
there is that philosophy
as
well.
So Dusty uses one razor. Is what we've got.
I was just gonna say. So yeah. Dusty, how many razors you got?
Well, got that blade on the top. You can do the precision shave.
Are you old enough?
Turn that thing into a lion's mane.
And Cody, you may be there as well. Mm-hmm. Are you old enough yet where you have to shave your ear hair every day?
No.
Not quite. Not quite.
But every day.
I did look at the Costco section to see how much like the nose trimmers are.
Oh, they're not expensive.
Because there ain't no worse pain than when you have to
yank a nose hair. Yeah. Or there's nothing worse than when people don't know they just have a nose hair. Just.
Well, it's about being polite and letting them know. You know,
I always
tell you, like, oh my God, pull that thing. Well, you said, be like, hey man, come here real quick.
That's the story I tell from Ryan Lefevre for years. Don Fortune had a nose hair that was like a mile long, and Lefevre, everybody's ignoring it, right? And Lefevre sits down and goes, Don, you got that nose hair is going to poke everybody in the eye. You got to pull that thing out. And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that to them.
The rest of us have been ignoring this whole time.
We've been ignoring this for the last 3 days.
Mitch is over here like, what are nose hairs?
Yeah, you'll get them eventually.
Some breaking news out of the sports world for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have designated cornerback Jalen Watson to return from IR, and the quarterback will practice today. Not as in today, but in 2 days.
In 2 days.
Cody, how's that make you feel?
That's a great news for the Chiefs. Although, in fairness, they figured out their secondary in a way that works for them without Watson. But he was the starter.
Watson,
they liked him better than the other available corners. And Andy, like 5 days ago, didn't even make it seem like it was likely that he was going to return.
Oh, Andy
to the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. So that means it's kind of crazy. What?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden, if he's practicing today, it's pretty fair to assume that in the, I don't know, month when the Chiefs finally play another football game, that he would be available for Kansas City, at least by the AFC Championship game. So, yeah, I don't. This only serves to help them. They have continued to get healthier and healthier as the season gone on.
Yeah.
The second Minshew got back, they were way better on defense. The second Hollywood got back, they were better on offense. Like, each person they've added in addition to has made them a better team.
You know, we were talking about the regular season MVP for the Chiefs earlier, and I go, well, it's Patrick Mahomes. He should be the MVP of the league every year. But if you remove him from the equation like we need to do to have actual conversations, you mentioned Charles Omenihu. I said, you could potentially, if you really wanted to, make the case for Omenihu being the MVP, because how much better has that defense been since he's gotten back? It's been great.
They were like the 8th-ranked points-per-game defense before he showed up, and they're 2nd now. And I think that there's a direct correlation between what simply it was is Karloftis is a good pass rusher. Chris Jones is a dominant force, but they needed like one more guy who was a legitimate threat to get to the quarterback so that George Karloftis wasn't also getting double teamed. And the second Aminihue was the focus, who started getting sacks? Karloftis did.
Right.
Karloftis is going to end up with 8.5, 9 sacks because Aminihue. He's a good player too, but someone showed up and started helping him do the job. And so
nobody can do anything on their own in life. Like, it is a metaphor for life when you start to look at it this way. Everybody got better because you allowed this guy to come in and help everybody else out.
I just think that they so desperately needed, and this is why Watson's important too. Their secondary started looking better the second that Aminihue showed up too.
Yeah, it's not pressure like, on the quarterback.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like all of a sudden you don't have to guard. You know, all of a sudden McDuffie's getting interceptions and everything else. It's why I would make an argument for, like, if you made me choose a team MVP, I think you could also make an argument for Chris Jones. You wouldn't think it because you'd be like, what, 5 sacks, 6 sacks? I'm like, pressures. I don't think you realize the amount of work that man is putting in for everyone else on the defense while they were waiting for other people to come back.
But for whatever reason, that 10 sack mark has become like this benchmark for a lot of people, right? Double-digit sacks. Do you know how many people get double-digit sacks every year in the NFL? 5. Like, it's not a lot. So when you said he only 5, 6 sacks, that's a good year, man. I think – we have allowed stats to skew the way that we look at games in a bad way. Like, because 5 or 6 sacks is a hell of a season when you start to compare it to what other people do around the league.
I also think that if you could do it as like a team, like a group award,
yeah,
but for a unit, the interior offensive line, mm-hmm. because as much as we talked about the tackles, imagine how much worse the offensive line play could have been mm-hmm. if it weren't for 3 all pros, essentially the way Trey Smith's playing too.
Right.
That, you know, 3 Pro Bowl caliber players in the interior offensive line. Like, look, you know, us, we support Creed. I'd be happy to just say Creed's the team MVP. No snapping problems, holding it down all year. But like the interior part became very important because you couldn't afford problems there at the same time mm-hmm. the tackles were like going through it.
Right.
So like that just would have made a bad problem. All of a sudden you would have looked like the Texans offensive line or Chicago's where like, you honestly can't even function as an offense.
No, you can't, but you really can't even function when you don't have that left tackle playing well. Oh, and no. And we saw the blow up against the Raiders, and then they moved Tooney outside, and since then, this offense has been humming along.
I was expecting Tooney to play worse.
How did you expect him to play like this?
No, this might just speak to like why he should be a Hall of Famer when he's done playing, mm-hmm. because the Chiefs will tell you this too. Like, I think behind a closed door, Joe Tooney possesses 0 of the physical traits that they like in a left tackle. He's not big enough, long enough, tall enough, strong enough. Like, all the things that they want out of a left tackle, mm-hmm. Joe Tooney does not possess. It's why they waited a year and a half. They traded for Orlando Brown Jr., signed Juwan Taylor. They tried to start Kingsley and drafted him. They switched over to Wanye. They had like a dozen opportunities to not play Joe Tooney at left tackle. And then they finally did, and they're like, damn it, he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, well, the cornerback wants him there now, so we better put him out there.
What do you think is a better late season, I guess, welcome back? Hollywood Brown or Jalen Watson?
I still think probably Hollywood. Because I was surprised at how quickly he came into the offense, too. And I think probably it's because now that Hollywood is there, I actually don't think I would make an argument for another team. I think the Chiefs have the best offensive weapons in the AFC playoff field. Not the NFC. There's a couple of teams over there that kind of nutty. Good. Nakua and Cup and a couple others we don't want to
like
really.
All of those teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much the entire
Minnesota,
NFC.
Minnesota, Detroit, LA. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But in the AFC, the Chiefs have the best group of weapons out of any team remaining in the field because they don't have the best number one. I think that's maybe Nico Collins or somebody else. But they have the best 2-3-4 out of anybody passing catching options in that side because Xavier Worthy is on pace over his last 7 games for a 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown season, so he's turned into Devonta Smith. Hollywood Brown.
He had 9 total touchdowns this year, 6 receiving, uh-huh. 3 rushing, did more than Tyreek Hill did his first year in the league.
So, let that sink.
Yeah. He's on fire. We know what Hollywood Brown has already done in the offense. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins is good for 4 catches, all for first downs for 40 yards in a game. And then Travis Kelce is still a reliable pass catcher. So then when you start getting to 5 or 6, it's like Noah Gray. They're deeper than anybody. I just think they don't have the number one option, mm-hmm. but they have, because of Hollywood, I think they have the best offensive weapons in the AFC.
And they got 2 running backs that you can now rely on that are healthy and ready to go. Like, we were talking about Kareem Hunt, and I said, you can make a case for him because when he came in...
I'm not sold Pacheco's fully healthy, though. He took a shot.
He doesn't look
right.
Yeah, but he's
got
this
ribs, too.
This is why the bye is important.
Now,
right?
They said he's going to go, but I mean, I don't know how perfectly. I mean, I guess if you're 80% healthy in the playoffs, you're healthy.
You're healthy, yeah. But I would sit Pacheco this week. I would obviously next week with the bye week, be playing in place. And yeah, I play him against nobody. Yeah, get out there and test those ribs, son.
Put him in that yellow jersey.
Yeah, but like I think, you know, having the 2 of them together, but Kareem Hunt really picked up when we needed somebody to pick up too at that point in the season. What, week 2, week 3, when Kareem Hunt got here, we're like, oh my God, this guy's 29. All right.
Like, this is a fair question, I think. What do you think is more wanted? The Chiefs on the team that have been the core for a while to win a three-peat or Kareem Hunt to have a chance to win a Super Bowl trophy? Like, what do you think is more wanted?
The three-peat.
No, yeah. Not the team.
By the person?
By the core or Kareem Hunt.
I still think, okay, so.
Because the way Kareem Hunt's played this year, he's like Super Bowl or die. Like, I don't care what happens to me. I'm getting to the Super Bowl because I ruined this in the past. Now, I know the Chiefs won a 3-peat because that's all they talked about when they got their rings this year. But the desire and the fire that Kareem Hunt seems to be playing with is like, I'm not going down until I win a title.
I would probably, it's his desire to come back and prove to Kansas City was evident from like the very beginning. Here for a reference that you'll appreciate, Dusty. It was Theon Greyjoy after he had wronged the Starks coming back to fight and die for them.
Correct.
Right. He was at that point willing to fall on the sword for any for any possible opportunity given to him. And so I think he's played like that all season.
Yeah,
like,
I think Kareem, he has too. Yeah,
Kareem has played like a man who wants to like prove to everybody that he screwed up his opportunity to stay here and be here with this team for a long time. And now things are back on track and he'd be there. I'm a little
imagine
worried
if he
about
stayed,
Pacheco.
We could have had three Super Bowl championships if he was still here at that time.
He was a perfect fit. It's also, it's so funny the effect that happens because of that. They have to cut Kareem Hunt and then they like reach on Clyde. And then, you know, when the Tyreek Hill stuff happened, then they reach on McColl and you're like, sometimes you make these moves and you're like, you didn't have to do this. They were trying to recreate that Kareem Hunt offense.
Of course.
That's why they got tempted into a first round running back to like, remember what that was like? Mm-hmm. We had all these things pieced together, working in harmony. But I've been pleasantly surprised with Kareem. And honestly, because Pacheco, Dusty, you mentioned, hasn't looked right, I think it should be a timeshare the entire playoffs.
Well, it should be a timeshare at the running back position.
50-50 the rest of the way. Yeah. I kind of thought it might be 70-30 when Pacheco first came back. No, I'll just even split.
You know,
just switch off drives is fine.
I know the fantasy season is done, so we won't have many people complaining about who's getting the carries, but it goes back to the, you know, Jamal Charles and who was the cat that they
Thomas
had back?
Jones.
Thomas Jones back in 2010.
Well, he stole all the touchdowns.
Yeah, but that was the right play. I mean, like, I know people didn't like the fantasy implications, but they're not here to coach your fantasy team. They're here to keep their running backs and guys fresh all season long. Todd Haley did the absolute right play with those running backs by splitting that carry. Keep them healthy for the end of the season. In theory, that's the way it should be.
I can't remember, like, clearly.
Not that playoff game. Like, time to be a Chiefs fan.
Did Priest and LJ ever run tandems? Because I know that, like, basically the reason LJ took over was because Priest, like, got hurt, and then he took over, and it was like, we're not going to resign because of injury, and he had to retire, I think. Did they ever run one and two?
Maybe a little bit. I don't really recall
what that could have been.
Well, I think a lot of
that
teams
offensive
do
line?
Like it happens all the time. It's like what's happening with the Lions. A lot of what teams do is even when they take a running back out, they're like, well, we don't want to like, we want 4 or 5 years. We don't want two. And we know if we just run him into the ground, we got two.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is like that first year is always like a gap year, like Jahmyr Gibbs last year for the Lions. They could have just run Jahmyr Gibbs right away, but they're like, no, please, Montgomery, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time.
Paid him nicely.
And then they used Gibbs more this year, and then next year they'll use him even more, and then in year four, they'll run his ass into the ground, and then you'll never hear Jahmyr Gibbs ever again.
Just like Isaiah Pacheco. Like, I hate to say that. We've said that since the day he was drafted.
That's how they use running backs.
Sorry, man, you were a 7th-round pick. Like, that's the guy who you feel for in the NFL, because he's not going to make money.
Yeah, no, he'll get like 2 for 8 when he leaves Kansas City. Literally, like, that's it.
They're the closers of baseball. Like, they go out there for one inning for what? 80 appearances sometimes, and they throw the ball 100 miles an hour, get as many guys out, and then after 3 years, somebody else can have you, or they're done.
They're
like,
done.
It's over.
I mean, the anomaly is Mariano Rivera, right? Like, and so when you look at running backs, there's anomalies at that running back position, but most of them are. You play a couple of years, and you just never hear from them again. That's why these teams just won't invest in running backs. I would be stunned if Isaiah Pacheco got a contract. Stunned. Like,
oh, he will.
I mean,
won't be with Kansas City. No, he'll get a contract.
Right, with somebody. Yeah. But as you said, 2 for 8, that sounds about.
He'll be in a timeshare with a 3rd-round back who the team also likes somewhere else. Not the Chiefs, but yeah.
Right.
But that's just also, that's the job.
Yeah.
Like, it stinks. And I would tell you, like, if you can play a different position, play a different position in the NFL.
Right.
Because that's not the one that's likely to get you paid unless you're Alvin Kamara or Christian McCaffrey. Like,
who is the most tenured running back in the NFL? Is it James Conner?
Isn't it Derrick Henry?
Well, I guess he's up there.
Derrick Henry.
Conner was in Pittsburgh for like 4 years. He's been in Arizona for at least 4 years.
Yeah. And also, like, Derrick Henry, it's always like, well, if he can do it, why not? Okay, fine. If you can find another, running back, but like a semi truck,
Derrick Henry is a different cat. By the way, to your stat earlier, 11 guys with 10 or more sacks so far this year, and 7 with 9 or 9.5.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still a prominent sack number, but. Again,
it's not a big number.
It's not
overblown.
Yeah. No, I think like when you judge somebody and say, well, he only had 8 sacks. Well, how many guys had more? Well, 6.
So I view pass rushers, and I don't know if everybody does. I view them in essentially ranges. Low-end pass rushers are 4-6 are the Mike Danas of the world. Good pass rushers, people who get second contracts with a team that everybody loves, they land in 7-12 range. And then elite-level pass rushers are between 10 and 15, the TJ Watts of the world. Everyone else, like, that's the range. That's how I view them. George Karlaftis, a perfectly fine year for him is 7. A perfectly fine year for, like, a great year is like, oh, he gets up in that, like, tender range. 8-12, 7-11. Like, that's the range for starting NFL pass rusher everybody wants on their team.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who get 10-16, there's like two of those guys.
Three of those guys.
I mean, it's such a small number in the NFL every year.
Yep.
Everyone else, the good ones land in the range Karlaftis lands in most.
And it's hard to get sacks now. Everybody's in the pistol.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the advantage. No longer are you under 2.5 seconds. Yeah. I mean, no longer are you under center and dropping back 7 steps, you know. You're already back there. So to get
and they
back,
can all run.
I know.
Every quarterback can run. I think that's the
RPO kind of affected the sack. Like you say, the pistol. Yeah. The RPO is like, okay, I know this guy's coming off the edge. All right, no, you take him, take the grunt of the hit, and then we'll just play it develop.
I just don't know that it's necessarily quote-unquote sack game anymore like it was in the 80s and 90s, you know?
No, because they ran the ball more, and they just dropped back and passed.
Or you had Stiffy McStifferson playing quarterback like Ron Jaworski, who would just get back there and just get brains beat in on every play by Lawrence Taylor. I mean, like, it was easy to get sacks for those guys, you know? Now, you've got athletes playing quarterback.
Yeah, it's a little, like, Mahomes is, like, the best EPA rushing quarterback in the league, and he's not even the 15th most athletic runner, right? Like, as far as the guys with the speed or the other stuff.
I've always said Mahomes runs better than any quarterback. Everybody goes, I can't believe you would say that. I go, find me a quarterback that runs smarter and better than Patrick Mahomes.
Not kidding. This year, he ranks as the most valuable runner in the NFL.
Oh, does he? Oh, good.
It's not the most yardage or the most touchdowns. No one possesses more value because they're all for first downs.
Every single run is a first down.
It's on 3rd and 7, and it's for 8 yards.
Yep.
And
every time.
His value in the running game matters because of that, and always has mattered because of that. He doesn't need to go for 110 yards on the other side.
No.
One small thing as we end the regular season. We change rules all the time in the NFL to benefit offense, right? We agree? So can we get rid of an eligible man downfield? I don't care. I don't care how far downfield he is.
What does it matter?
It's
to prevent injury.
Just let him go down there. I can't.
There definitely will
they
be
call a, it so much, I don't
a
care.
Lot this year.
I think they'll next year there'll be a zone. Like, there'll be a zone they can go to. Like,
yeah,
you know,
can
how
we
they
give them, like, 2-3 more yards
so
or something?
You know how
they have, like,
the,
a one-yard zone, basically.
You know, because they changed the incidental contact rule a few years back where you had at least 5 yards. And everyone's like, well, this isn't going to go well. But they were calling pass interference every, like, you know, oh, he touched him. Now it's like, you get 5 yards, and you can get around him. The zone will expand for a legal man downfield. Like, you'll have like a 5 yard or like some ever, whatever it'll be, just like there is when they go past the line of scrimmage to throw it. It's like, well, he technically had a foot inside the zone, so he's not technically downfield. I think that's how they'll change it.
Like, I understand that there's a limit to prevent injuries, and there's people who say that it makes it almost impossible to defend because if you can put these people downfield on those plays, it just makes it so much easier to block them.
But if he's,
not
eligible to be a receiver, he's not going to get the ball. So, like, what's it matter other than the injury aspect? That he gets like a head start to run down there in a big body
to block,
dude,
just, I guess. Boom. There's a couple of penalties where it's like.
There was one in a game I was watching the other day. Was it one of the college football games? It was a big play, and then, you know, the offensive lineman was like a foot downfield, and it cost him a whole play. I'm like, God.
It's like VAR. It's like, I don't care that he was. It's the spirit of the rule. It goes back to like baseball, too. The spirit of like he was out at second is not that his jersey was off the bag for a millisecond while the tag was being applied. That's not what we wanted.
I mean, isn't it kind of physics that you bounce up, you know?
He slid in before the tag. He touched the base. He didn't overslide the bag. I don't care that he was like off of, you know, like I don't care that he was past the area he can be downfield by 6 inches. That's not the point. That's not why you had the rule in place was to prevent this. So can we just let some of this go?
How coveted will Carson Wentz, Cody, be after this game on Monday morning? How many of the talking heads nationally will be talking about Carson Wentz being the future savior for a franchise?
You know what else? You know, I think that he'll actually get another job.
Oh, I do too.
Because it's a bad quarterback draft. So just start there. Everyone's a project, so someone's going to want a veteran quarterback. What also helps Carson Wentz is one, Andy's going to put him in a position, so put up a bunch of like big numbers and it'll look good. And you'll be like, I can't believe it. This is Carson Wentz.
Right. Ooh. Andy's going to get this guy paid.
And he's coming off of a year in which it's the season of the former dead quarterbacks living. Baker and Darnold and like all the former not good quarterbacks or didn't end well quarterbacks are having a resurgence this year in good situations.
Right.
So someone will give Carson Wentz a shot, I think, because
and
of
that. Carson Wentz will get a bad situation.
And then guess what? And then guess what? The new backup for the Kansas City Chiefs is Drew Lock. Why not?
Perfectly fine backup.
Hometown kid.
Fine backup.
Pretty good. Yeah. Andy Reid's guidance. Dusty Likens is fanboy. We're all here together.
What I like about Drew Lock is the same thing I would have said about Baker Mayfield is
he's got
a lot of, like, I'd say that there's a lot of imperfections in his game, but when it's like push comes to shove, Lock makes some throws. Baker always had like a, like just one of those like throws and I'm like, ooh.
Well, Lock played on Sunday with the I don't give a crap attitude and just let it rip.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw it to Malik Nabers 15 times. Pretty good strategy.
Just let it rip.
Yeah, I was going to say, throw it to that guy. He's going to be a future.
But that's what goes back to tanking. Like a guy like Drew Lock, go lose this game. I'm not going to lose that game. I'm not tanking.
I do kind of like that. I think the Patriots are going to end up winning. Like, they could win this weekend, too. They're going to start Drake May, this whole thing. Teams, it's hard because you can't tell a coach to lose. But if I were a front office, I'd be like, hey, man, you got to lose.
It's completely different. Yeah, and if I'm a coach, I'm going, go pound salt.
Yeah, because do you believe players tank?
No, but I think that there's an effort level that like exists in the like. That's I don't tanking. Think they tank for a pick, but I do think that. I mean, anybody who's if been on a bad baseball your, team, football your, team, basketball team in their life,
yeah,
that's I mean, tanking. You don't care.
Yeah,
yeah,
but we that's will. Not tanking because you want your team to do better.
Get the number one.
Yeah,
pick
you don't care about that.
Might also depend on your position. Fired. Like if I'm the
if I'm the Jets, I'm tanking because I want my quarterback gone.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's got. I mean, that situation just. I mean,
what do you guys got coming up on Cody and Goldie on a Friday?
Joshua Briscoe will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We got fan club with Dana Wright. So make some cocktails.
Are you going to bring in some Kim Crawford Chardonnay?
Is that what she drinks?
Of course, she's from Leewood.
I mean,
that's what all the Leewood women drink.
They like a little.
He drinks Joko juice.
Bob
drinks Cam Crawford.
Yeah. Get her a little Joko juice. That's all she needs. She's Kim Crawford.
A couple of ice cubes in it.
I don't know about that. I wonder if she has a wine koozie.
Has to.
A wine koozie. The bedazzled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are. Yeah. Well,
yeah, bedazzled koozie for a glass of wine. No, I mean, I know
people.
Are you
going to do the Cody and Gold thing with her to do the golf again? Or is that a one and done?
We'll see.
I think that worked out well.
Yeah. Yeah.
How well did it work out?
It's going to be a lot of fun for you. No, she'll be great coming in.
She does remind me of people that put the little like decor on the stem of the glass.
Well, you don't want to lose your glass. You know, you got to have your charm on there.
Do you think that Dana Wright has one thing in her house that says live, laugh, love?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, because I know my wife has about 1,000 of those things.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Life is beautiful. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not beautiful this weekend.
No, the weather.
So will your kids go nuts in this snow?
I mean, they've been asking. My son was disappointed. He just assumed Christmas meant snow. He's like, man, it's not snow. This is nonsense. I'm like, it doesn't just snow on Christmas. No, that's not the way it works.
Has it ever snowed in his young life on Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been ruined.
We live on the top of, like, our house is, like, on a hill.
Oh, yeah.
So we just, like, sled off of the front
deck.
That's
perfect.
Like, we just go there. It's pretty steep.
That's awesome.
Just as long as you can avoid the mailbox.
His driveway is like a turtle shell.
Oh, all right. I like that. That's cool. You don't have to walk far.
No, we're just out the front door and we can sled.
Yeah.
So just as long as we can leave the house physically, we'll be fine.
So Briscoe, Dana Wright, and then Alex stole Drew's look today.
Yeah, he went puffer vest.
He went puffer vest.
Oh, I thought he dyed his hair. I was going to Alex dyed his hair blonde?
No way.
No. He's going to protect
Alex would never do that.
Wait, do you think Alex would dye if he got some grays?
No, because he's got to protect those roots.
There's no chance Alex is dying his hair. He's too vain
for
that.
No, I don't think he'd do it now, but I'm just saying, would he?
What was
like, if he started getting salt and pepper, would he go in now?
Do you think...
I think he might die for a little
bit. You think he'd go blonde, or you think he like try to like blend it into his natural color?
I think he'd try to blend it into his natural color.
I don't disagree with that.
Let's say there's another bet in the future. Do you think he'd rather dye his hair or shave his head?
I mean, you got to dye your hair.
Yeah.
I think at any age where you're like, the hair's not quite as thick as it used to be. Like anybody.
Oh, yeah.
A full shave is a big risk.
It's a huge risk.
That's a big risk. I don't think I'd
shave my head because I look at that little baby from Toy Story. Gigantic head.
Yeah, I wouldn't look good bald.
No.
No.
I hardly look good now, and I'm struggling. All right. Well, have a great show. Sorry to get off tangent. And we will, see what happens on Friday or Saturday, Sunday, 325. Denver.
See what happens Saturday, too. Could be icing.
Peyton? Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton Eisen.
Cody Tapp, Cody and Gold, 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for joining us, Cody, on the roundtable presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Coming up on the other side, we talk tailgate talk, winter talk, food talk, all what you want to talk. 913-586-7965 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty. The reply all guy's back, and he's firing away.
Oh, is he? What's he reply? Happy New Year guy? Which I wanted to ask you, because I know you're a Curb fan.
Mm-hmm. Two days.
Is that it?
2 days.
Okay, because I sent
Can't say it anymore.
I sent this text to two people yesterday.
You get 2 days before, 2 days after.
And that's it for the Happy New Year. Yep. So we're done already with Happy
you
New Year.
You have to be. If somebody says it to you, be like, you just act like you're on your phone.
Okay, so we're done with the Happy New Year.
Because Curb gives you, what, a week? Or does he give you a month?
I think he gives you a week. A week. About 7 days, I thought, is what he said.
He's like, yeah, I can't say anymore.
So I sent this text out to a couple friends yesterday just to kind of get a feel. How long can you use the excuse? And everybody here is in business or whatever the case may be, right? Mm-hmm. How long can you use the excuse, let me get through the first of the year?
I would say that would be a month.
Because one person responded until the end of next week,
mm-hmm.
and another friend of mine responded in October. Paul's an idiot. But anyway. But how long can you, because nobody's really working this week, right? So everybody gets back to the office essentially full go on Monday, which is the 6th. How long can you say, let me get through, because we use the holidays as an excuse. Let me get through the holidays. We'll talk, now the holidays are over. Oh my God. Let me get through the first of the year. Does that give you to the end of next week? Does that give you to the end of January? Does that give you, how long does that give you?
I mean, I think by the time February 1st hits, like, you've survived. Like, it's, you know, you survive the...
But you're,
you know,
using it as an excuse because you don't want to deal with
it. Yeah, like,
you know?
Like, for me, for instance, here you go. This is a good example. I think if you want to use it this way. Depending on where, like, the new year lands on. So okay. This year was a Wednesday.
Right.
I don't think you have to start your regime on a Thursday.
Right.
That's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Now, especially in the Midwest, there's some bias because there's, like, a whole bunch of weather coming out. So you're not going to get out. It's like, you know what? Monday, start of the week, full slate. It's close enough. It's January 6th. Yeah. So it's like, I'll do it then.
Okay.
I think that's fine. And then it's like, you know what? Kids are still out of school. Kids
snow are gonna be days snow coming. Days. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can't really get into that flow of things.
Right.
So I would give you till the end of January. But once you get to, like, if it's like, you know, yeah, you're just trying to get through the new year. It's like, it's February 13th, dude. Like, yeah. You got to move on. Like, it's just one of those things.
I'm thinking this year you get, because next week's gonna be a mess of a week. We all know that, right? We all know next week is going to be an utter disaster because of the snow. Especially you live in KC, Mo and Mayor L can't get the plows out. So you're gonna have a mess of a week. Okay, so I give everybody to the following week. Get through next week. Get through the first of the year at your office. Get through the snow. The kids back to school. I think you got to the week from Monday where you can't use the let me get through the first of the year excuse.
So the 13th?
Yeah, roughly the 13th.
Somebody from the 816 says, well, I literally just told the bank teller Happy New Year. I mean,
I think two days is a bit short. I do.
But
like,
you get the two before and the two after.
See, I'm not a Happy New Year guy before.
Yeah, I'm not saying it before. Yeah,
like the 28th of December, you're not walking around going, unless you're that guy. Like, I'm sure Rob Maloney is this guy who walks around and goes, don't want to see you the next year.
But I say 30 and the 31st. That's 2 days before.
Yeah.
It's not the 28th.
It's not quite the New Year yet. I don't know. I don't like if somebody says Happy New Year on January 13th, I'm like,
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
Like, next Monday, like, if you've seen somebody, too, a few times, like, Happy New Year. I'm like, I saw you on the 1st.
You want to...
Yeah, exactly. We hung out on New Year's.
Yeah.
You want some more fire to watch this Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings game?
Yeah.
Okay. Offensive coordinator Ben Johnson smiled when asked about being a let go by the Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores when he was with the Dolphins. Ben Johnson was the Dolphins wide receiver coach when Flores was hired and the team's head coach in 2018. One of Flores' first moves was to fire Ben Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Get it ready, baby.
Yeah, but that happens with every regime, right? But if you're going to use it as what's the word I'm looking for? Motivation?
Yeah.
Then by all means, use that as motivation.
I'm just, I mean, he's the offense coordinator for Detroit.
That's the defensive coordinator for the Vikings. And it's one of the better defenses in the league against one of the better offenses in the league. And you know there's some sort of just like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, which is good. I mean, maybe it's on both sides, too, which would be even better if they went into a fist fight at midfield or something like that. Can we get that?
Somebody said they walked into a restaurant on January 1st and someone said, Merry Christmas.
No,
is that too late?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, that's a week. I mean, Christmas, you're done on the 25th.
Because the other thing with Curb is you have
because Christmas, you're leading up to Christmas.
Right. And then on Curb, there's another one where you have a full year to get somebody a wedding gift.
What? You do. Okay. Yeah. And I was actually thinking about that yesterday. You go to a wedding, let's say, on February 1st, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you didn't bring a gift because the holidays, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll get you the gift. You have a year to give the gift.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they get divorced before you get them that gift?
Do they end that quick?
Oh, yeah.
I guess Blake Griffin, he was divorced in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Yeah, probably best for him.
Best for him, yeah.
I don't know if you get, if they, are you better friends with the bride or the groom?
I don't know.
Hey, sorry, that girl's out of your life, but here's a bottle of Jack.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, yeah. Do you give them the, or do you get your gift back if they don't last a year?
No, you can't get it back.
You can't.
No. He's got
Larry would try to find a way to get the gift back.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like burying your dad with a golf club.
Yeah.
I need that driver back. Yeah. Or is it the three, it's a 9-iron or something like that? He's like, I need that club back. He's got it. Get out of here, Larry. You also can't practice your golf swing with a skewer in your hand.
No, you cannot.
Sorry, Ben Stiller. Or open up a soda from your fridge and be Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Did you do it on purpose? Larry, I have Parkinson's.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, great show.
It is.
What are you going to do? You have a family. Like, what are you going to do this weekend with food-wise? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Food-wise.
A lot of Kirkland vodka.
Get hammered. You know, I think we're going to go to Hy-Vee today at some point, right? And figure out what we're going to do. But I hate to be that, like, cliche. Oh, got to go get the eggs. Got to go get the French toast.
But you're going to get the
stuff.
Eggs and the milk
but
and the bread.
I don't need any of that. So right. It's like, I don't know. We just need to do a shop, you know? It's like, it's that time of week. The holidays are over. You know, the routine starts next week. We just need to go grocery shopping, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I'll probably see what's on the shelves. And I'm thinking maybe like a... I saw a recipe this morning for a mushroom soup that I think I might want to make.
Ooh, what kind of mushroom?
It had 6 different mushrooms in it.
Like the good kind?
No.
Oh.
But 6 different styles of mushrooms in it. So okay. I was like, that kind of looks pretty good. What about you, Mac?
Yeah, I'm in on soups, man. That's what I'm in on.
It's soup season.
Soup season. Give me a chili. Give me a potato soup.
Is chili a soup?
No, but I went to chili. Okay tangential. Yeah, I would say chicken noodle, potato soup.
Broccoli cheddar.
Hit me up with the mushroom soup recipe because mushrooms are top 5 favorite foods.
I'll just forward you the recipe.
Please. Yeah,
there's like 10 different soups. And they got like a lobster bisque on there.
Okay. There's a place
interested.
If you like mushrooms, it's kind of expensive. There's a place in Leawood called The Plate or Plate.
Yeah. Okay.
And they have a filet on a mushroom risotto.
Ooh. Oh.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing.
High roller over here,
yeah,
man.
Jeez.
Wow, I said it's expensive.
That's why I said that. That's the only reason.
Like, I get it once a year.
Risotto is great, but it takes forever to make.
I don't know how to do it. I'm not going to try to do it.
Just a pain in the ass. Make it once, you're like, I'm not doing this again. Leave that to Jasper.
Somebody says it's a big crock pot type of weekend.
It is.
100%.
Yeah, multiple crock pots are
going to
be going.
Or you go get the, what is it, the 20-pound Stouffer's lasagna, yeah. Like takes 8 hours to cook and an hour to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the toughest thing. You just want to get in that corner where that stuff.
The corner part of the lasagna is the
insane.
Best part.
Is it the only corner piece we like in things? Nobody wants a corner brownie.
I disagree. I think a lot of people like the corner brownie. Mitchell.
I want the center cut brownie.
I do as well. The chewy, gooey.
I don't like the corners of the Pop-Tart.
Okay.
I want the center.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy 6. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
We used to get root with the center cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
But, but the corner lasagna.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just like kind of get burnt around the sides a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I like Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, that's a game changer, too.
Somebody says, plate is fantastic. Their bolognese knocked my socks off. I've had their bolognese, too. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, on your recommendation, then.
Bolognese is just spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, but it's fancy spaghetti and meatballs.
Right,
yeah.
Correct. Risotto isn't that difficult. It just takes time.
Right. That's exactly right. You got to stand there and just constantly pour like chicken stock in. This takes forever.
I just made mashed potatoes for the first time in my life because they've always been made for me or somebody's always made them. I didn't know how easy it was. I had no clue. Now I also have a hand mixer.
Mm-hmm. Those are the way to go, yeah.
It was like restaurant quality. Mm-hmm. It was like whipped.
What kind of potatoes did you use?
The normal that you'd get for like a baked potato.
Okay.
Just like one of those skinned it.
I like a red mashed potato, red potatoes.
Do you like the skin on it?
I do leave the skin on. I like the skin on, but I'm also very lazy. And like peeling potatoes, like it's like you're in prison.
Do you think there'd be more people going to Missouri today or Kansas to make bets or to go get cannabets?
I think there's going to be a lot of traffic headed to Missouri
today.
Yeah,
dude.
100%.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of live betting this weekend on the couch in Kansas.
Oh, God. Somebody says corner brownie is the elite piece. That's what Mitchell thought, too.
Mitchell thought that as well.
Shot out of his chair when he said
that. You see that? Like, he hasn't moved all morning. The corner brownie's not going to tell you what about the corner brownie.
Oh, man. You ever made clam chowder?
Yeah, I have. But the problem with making clam chowder.
New England clam chowder. Is it the red or the white?
The white. And the problem is you got to use clam juice. You know how hard it is to find clam juice in the Midwest?
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it sounds gross.
Like they call for like, you know, certain soups will call for like, I don't know, let's just, for argument's sake, like 2 cups of clam juice, right? Or clam stock or whatever. Like you go to the store, you're like, I got to buy every bottle to get to that level.
Damn.
Somebody says the corner of baked mac and cheese as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, yes.
It's that, like the, what is it? The Motor City Pizza? Oh, that corner piece?
Yes. So good.
I got the cheese bread, dude. I'm never doing that again.
Why?
Because I'm going to get addicted to it, man. Yeah. They put a cheese sauce and then cheese on top.
Yeah, that's true. There's like a bechamel sauce, then
nuts,
the cheese on top.
It's nuts. Like, don't do it.
Mitchell's like, where do I get this?
Costco, Hy-Vee, anywhere you can go to get groceries. Motor City Pizza, right next to it. Motor City Cheese Bread.
Yep, it's right there.
Yeah. Golly, now I'm starving. And I'm getting ready to go to the store because I don't want to
see that's not a good time to go to the store.
Well, what do you want me to do, Bob?
I know.
You want me to go by the grocery store and then the grocery store?
Yeah.
That can't happen.
No, you got to go. But I'm saying, like, when you go to the grocery store and you're hungry, you end up buying stuff that you're never going to use.
But the last thing we do is get full and then go shop. Because then I'm like, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, nothing sounds good.
I came back with Brussels sprouts and salmon, which isn't bad, but like, that's what happened. I thought you said you were going to get some snacks. Well,
you got to go in with a game plan. You got to go in with a list. You have to.
I got like OCD and ADHD when I go to the grocery store.
But I fight this with the kids
all the
time. I
look like the Sims walking in. It's like all 90 degree angles throughout the store.
What do you want? Nothing. We don't have any food. We have nothing. What do you want? I don't know. So I go and I buy King's Hawaiian pretzel bites and Brussels sprouts, and I'm looked at as the leper.
Yeah, dude. God. I hate going to the store hungry. It's better than going otherwise, but, you know. Imagine people trying to DoorDash on Saturday and Sunday. And if you do, you better tip heavily.
You better tip heavily, but don't. Man,
don't.
Get your
stuff.
Like,
don't.
Seriously, if you're relying on DoorDash this weekend, that's putting some people in danger.
Seriously.
But I wonder how much money you can make doing it. Like, if you had the car to do it, you'd make some bank, man.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah.
Or you just have cheap people not tipping you on that. But then this is going to be a wild weekend, man. Like, I don't know what to expect. I've seen everything from 3 to 18
Carson
inches.
Wentz or, the snow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
But I do know if it is snowing a lot, I will be sitting around the fire pit.
Got in the car. I was listening to the Cooking Show podcast. That's right. Now go be a nicer person and go do something nice for somebody because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Have a good day, Kansas City. Stay safe. Stay kind. Happy New Year.
I'm good with it now.